Satati panoi Mzansi sawele
la pesheya. Sam Chabalala, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Basmu zabat avela pamatota avela
puma pamatota. You moved here to France almost 30 years ago and you've just released an album. It's called Back and Forth.
Yeah, it's the music actually that's going back and forth, because I left South Africa in 83 for the first time, and when Mr. Mandela was released, I started going back to South Africa but not performing in South Africa. So the Malo Poets, you know, stopped in 89, and I started a new band here playing the music that I grew up with, you know, like some traditional songs. And being in Paris, I continue with a trio, a quartet, and a big band. And I wrote new songs, and I took them to South Africa, recorded back to France. And now the music, I'm sending it back to South Africa again. So that's the meaning.
Sam, was it a dream come true then, recording music once more with some former members of the Malo Poets?
Yes, because since I left South Africa, I went back, but not for performing. And 2013, I had the idea, and I didn't know how to do it. And with a friend, Bruce Clark, he came up with a crowdfunding idea. And we managed to get the money that was needed. And I did the trip to South Africa, and I spent like nearly 3 months. But I was so worried because people gave some money. You know, if people gives you money, you want the results to be good. So I hope, well, from what I hear now, I think they are happy about it. Neti biela kurisita lung Buto mina busi wana siya mahwe
Na temba kurisita at. You sing in several languages, don't you, including Swana, Shangaan, and Zulu. So what is the story that you're telling?
Yes, the first one in it's called Wumelela. This is in Shangaan. Actually, the first lines, I talk about my family. I think of you day and night, and I hope things will be all right. And after, I think of their friends and friends of their friends, and I think of South Africa, what I see, what's happening in South Africa. And after, you know, it gets large, it's talking about Africa, because I believe we have to share. You know, if people in other parts of Africa are in difficulties, we have to welcome them. Because when I was still in South Africa during apartheid, I wanted to go and live in Zimbabwe. And I think people there, they were gonna welcome me. And when I came to France, one day there was this group rehearsing in Châtelet, and a friend wanted us to meet the group. And the guys, they opened the door and they said, "No, you cannot come in, we are busy rehearsing." And the friend said, "No, you know, this the musicians from South Africa." And they opened the door and they said, "Hey, brother, brother, come in, come in." You know, so we have to think that there are so many African countries who helped, you know, South Africa to fight against apartheid, and we mustn't forget.
In the heartbeat pace of the crowd, gliding with countless human souls.
Sam, just tell us a little bit about what it was like being a member of this band, the Malo Poets, in the late 70s and 80s during apartheid. You were the first black band to perform at the Marketplace in Johannesburg.
Yes, actually, we were taking risks, in fact. We knew that what we were doing, we're not going to make money. you know, because it's not the music that will be played all day, but the response we got from the people, this is what the group Malo Poets stand for. But it was not so easy, and we have to find the ways, because I lived in Yeovil for a while, where there were white people and, you know, artists and, you know, writers. But it was so difficult to see them. If you have a white friend and you can't say you are going to visit your white friend, you say you're going to work, you're going to paint. So this was difficult, but, you know, in a situation like that, you always find ways to save, you know, to save yourself,
sure,
you know, to get away.
And you had to adapt the songs, did you, so that it wasn't too edgy?
Exactly. For example, the South African anthem, Nkosi Sikelele Afrika. So we didn't actually use all the words. We played the melody, Nkosi Sikelele Afrika, with the guitar. And at the end of the song, we're just singing Sikelela, Nkosi Sikelela, bless Africa, bless Africa. But the people understood, because if you start saying everything in that song, then you are in trouble. Like, for example, mentioning, you know, the name Mandela, things like that, they were not allowed.
Africa, you are the horizon to which I tend, to see the sun rise, to win the poet who praises you daily for bearing your breast. To these my seasoned lips, do not desert me, for I love you, I want to cherish you.
How many of the former members of the Malo Poets did you work with again after all these years?
I got hold of Pat Mukoka, the bass player, and I also Eugene Skiff, who actually helped to form the Malo Poets. Actually, he came up with the idea Malo Poets, which is Malopo in Sotho. It means spirits and poets. And he was also writing poems for the group when we started. And there was also another good friend, Ben Langer. So Eugene, now he's in UK. I asked him to write some lyrics, and he gave me a poem called Africa, My Peace with Life. And I got a guy, Zamo Mbuto, who worked with Miriam Makeba for many years. And I've always wanted to record with this guy the whole album.
What about the song Kunzima? That means hard times.
Hard time. Yeah, the lyrics were written by a storyteller, a great lady. She's called Gina Mshope. We worked together in Germany, because we had a same agent. And we were on tour, and I just say, oh, Sister Glina, just write a few songs. And so she started writing, you know, the song, Kunzima, It's Hard.
It's hard times now in the 21st century, or it's hard times reflecting on what it was like during apartheid?
It's both, because, yeah, you know, in South Africa, you realize that, you know, there's so many people who they don't have work, and, you know, they're struggling, and people are working hard. So it's hard, you know. So I thought this song is, you know, exactly what I think and what I would like to say. So she wrote the lyrics, and I thank her so much.
Is your life now here in France, or do you expect one day to go home and live in South Africa?
Yeah, I've started so many, many things here in France. I'm married, I've got two kids, and I think I can, you know, find my way out in South Africa, because I grew up there, even if there was a gap in between, but I can adapt. But for my family, it's very difficult. You know, they grew up in France, and, you know, I think it could be difficult for them. When I visit in South Africa, we go to Mamelodi, we go to Hammanskraal.
That's where they grew up.
Yes, so that they, you know, they see where I come from. But for now, I stay here.
Sam Shabalala, thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
naganeleng ba leng mathate ba ba feletsweng ke ditiro re gopole ba dikologa gotlhe gotlhe re tlhompe bana ba thariya tsere
ke sone sebe ke sone ke sone se badiamodilaja Que son de silba de la polilla.